Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Brotopia: Breaking Up the Boys Club of Silicon Valley is a nonfiction expose by journalist Emily Chang that examines sexism, exclusion, and power imbalance in the tech industry, especially in Silicon Valley. Published in 2018, the book argues that the region's self-image as a meritocratic engine of innovation hides a deeply gendered culture shaped by hiring bias, social gatekeeping, harassment, and venture capital practices that favor men. Chang combines reporting, interviews, and industry history to show how the Boys Club was built and why it has proved so resilient. Rather than treating gender inequality as a series of isolated incidents, the book presents it as a structural problem embedded in recruitment, workplace norms, investment decisions, and leadership networks. Its purpose is both investigative and corrective to document the scale of the problem and to challenge readers, especially those in positions of influence, to rethink what inclusion in modern technology companies should actually mean. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Silicon Valley turned meritocracy into a gendered myth. One of the book's central arguments is that Silicon Valley likes to describe itself as open, rational, and merit-based. But that image often conceals a selective culture that rewards people who already fit existing norms. Chang shows that the industry grew around an origin story centered on the lone male programmer, and that this myth helped define technical talent in narrow terms. Once that model became dominant, companies treated male behavior patterns as neutral or universal, while reading women as exceptions. The result is not only unequal treatment, but a distorted understanding of competence itself. The book is careful to show that bias in tech is rarely presented as explicit hostility. More often, it appears as common sense, tradition, or organizational fit. That makes the problem harder to challenge, because exclusion can be defended as objectivity. By exposing this tension between rhetoric and reality, Chang explains why a sector that prides itself on disruption has preserved some of the oldest workplace hierarchies. Secondly, hiring culture, programmer norms, and the social mechanics of exclusion, Chang places strong emphasis on the everyday mechanisms that make exclusion feel normal. She describes hiring practices that privilege a certain personality type, work style, and social presentation, often under the assumption that the ideal engineer is introverted, obsessive, and male. The book discusses how cultural signals such as informal bonding, sexualized banter, and a frat house atmosphere can act as filters that make women less likely to enter or remain in tech. These are not presented as superficial style issues. They shape who gets access to information, who feels safe speaking, and who is seen as leadership material. Chang also shows that exclusion works through networks as much as through policies. When decision-making happens inside closed circles of men who recruit people like themselves, inequality reproduces itself even without an explicit rule against women. This topic is important because it explains why diversity efforts can fail when they focus only on recruitment numbers without changing the social environment that determines whether people can thrive. Thirdly, the venture capital system as a gatekeeper for who gets funded. A major strength of the book is its treatment of venture capital as a source of structural power, not just financing. Chang argues that the funding ecosystem in Silicon Valley is one of the main reasons gender inequality persists, because it determines which ideas can scale, who gets credibility, and who is allowed to become a founder in the first place. The book highlights how male-dominated investor networks often reproduce their own preferences in the companies they back, which means that women face a double barrier. They are less likely to be seen as credible founders, and when they do seek capital, they may be evaluated through biased assumptions about leadership, ambition, or technical authority. This matters because funding is not a neutral market mechanism. It shapes the future of the industry by deciding which entrepreneurs receive resources and which are forced to remain marginal. Chang uses this lens to show that gender inequality in tech is not confined to employee culture. It also operates upstream, in the allocation of capital that determines whose vision gets built into products, platforms, and companies. Fourthly, harassment, retaliation, and the personal cost of speaking out. The book gives substantial attention to the lived experience of women who have tried to navigate or challenge tech culture. Chang draws on high-profile cases and personal accounts to show how harassment and retaliation can become routine features of the workplace rather than rare scandals. A recurring pattern is that women are expected to absorb discomfort silently, while complaints are minimized, redirected, or treated as career risks. This creates a powerful chilling effect. Even when formal policies exist, people may avoid reporting abuse if they believe doing so will damage their reputation or prospects. The book is effective because it links emotional strain to institutional failure. Stress, isolation, and the pressure to prove belonging are not incidental byproducts. They are part of how exclusion is enforced. By foregrounding these experiences, Chang shows that workplace inequality is not only a question of representation or pay. It also involves safety, credibility, and the ability to participate without constant self-protection. This human dimension gives the book much of its force and urgency. Lastly, why Brotopia matters as an industry critique and a call for accountability. Brotopia stands out because it is not simply a collection of complaints about tech culture. It is an organized critique of how an influential industry legitimizes itself while reproducing inequality. Chang connects individual stories to larger structures, which helps readers understand that changing a few hiring policies will not be enough if leadership norms, investor incentives, and social expectations remain intact. The book is especially useful for readers who work in tech, manage teams, invest in startups, or study workplace equality, because it provides a framework for identifying bias where it is least visible. It also has value for general readers who want to understand why Silicon Valley, despite its progressive branding, has often lagged behind on gender justice. Compared with more celebratory books about innovation, this one is distinctive for insisting that power and culture matter as much as engineering skill. Its real contribution is not only revealing what is wrong, but clarifying why the problem persists and what kinds of accountability would be required to change it. In conclusion, Brotopia should be read by anyone interested in technology, workplace culture, gender inequality, or the social power of elite industries. It is especially relevant for people in Silicon Valley, corporate leadership, venture capital, human resources, and journalism. But its analysis also applies to any sector that claims meritocracy while tolerating exclusion. The book offers practical value by helping readers recognize how bias operates through informal norms, hiring assumptions, investment patterns, and everyday behavior rather than only through explicit discrimination. Its intellectual value lies in showing that gender inequality in tech is structural, historical, and self-reinforcing. What makes it stand out from many other business or culture books is its combination of investigative reporting and systems-level analysis. Chang does not treat sexism as a matter of individual bad actors alone, and she does not settle for abstract advocacy. Instead, she connects personal testimony to institutional power in a way that is concrete, readable, and difficult to dismiss. For readers who want a serious account of why Silicon Valley's image and reality diverge so sharply, this book remains a sharp and relevant choice. If you would like to support Emily Chang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.